You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Technically, it's a little cooler today, but that doesn't mean much when the humidity is sticking around, still hot and uncomfortable. Highs today are only in the 80s, but it could still feel like it's 95 degrees out. And this heat isn't really going anywhere. It may feel a little better on Saturday, but then the 90s come roaring right back Sunday into Monday, Tuesday, even Wednesday. And we're getting new insights into Madison and how our neighbors are living thanks to new sets of data. The city partnered with the Applied Population Lab at UW-Madison to basically do a deep dive into the city and its neighborhoods. You can see everything from housing supply to reading and writing scores to crime data and preterm births. The last set of numbers was from 2022, so we're able to see some changes over the last couple years. Since then, there are 5,000 more housing units across Madison, and single-family homes have increased in value by more than $30,000. It shows that calls to the police department for all kinds of crimes either stayed the same or dropped in many categories. But we can also see that from 2022 to 2024, EMS calls rose by 8%, while calls for firefighters increased 17%. It gives us some really interesting insights, like about half of the city's third through fifth graders are less than proficient in English language arts, and about half of all MMSD students are economically disadvantaged. It also shows us a lot of the preterm births in Madison are concentrated on the north side of the city. Meanwhile, officials in Fitchburg want to hear from residents about the future of housing there. WISC reports the city is expected to have 17,000 more people by 2050, so city staff have put out a survey asking residents what kind of housing they want to see and where. The deadline to fill out that survey is August 11th. Wisconsin will likely be getting millions of dollars to keep fighting the opioid crisis as part of a settlement with eight companies. Attorney General Josh Call and 45 other attorneys general are moving forward with the settlement, which could net governments across the country more than $700 million. Joanne Krulatz reports.
Wisconsin would receive up to $12 million under the proposed settlements. The settlements have not been finalized, and the next step in the process is a sign-on period for local governments across the country. Under the proposed agreements, eight companies would pay. Several of the settlements would allow states to receive free pharmaceutical products or cash in lieu of this product. Seven of the companies would also be prohibited from promoting or marketing opioids, making or selling any opioid products that contain more than 40 milligrams of oxycodone per pill, and are required to implement monitoring and reporting systems for suspicious orders. Including this agreement in principle and the recently announced proposed resolution with Purdue Pharma and the Sackler family, Wisconsin and local governments have obtained settlements amounting to more than $874 million in funds from companies and individuals that allegedly helped fuel the opioid epidemic.
Meanwhile, add another lawsuit to the list. Wisconsin has joined another case against the Trump administration. This one is over new restrictions to health and education services. The administration issued new guidelines saying programs like Head Start would no longer be available to everyone regardless of immigration status. Attorney General Josh Call says the new verification requirements could force all kinds of people to lose access to programs, including U.S. citizens and legal visa holders who don't have government ID. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Brewers coming home. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, a good West Coast trip for the Brewers, winning five of their six games. Yesterday, 17 hits in a 10-2 victory over the Mariners. Bryce Terang went 3 out of 5 with 3 runs batted in. Manager Pat Murphy.
Terang, you know, responded with some hits, a lot of good performances. Ortiz, really good, played good defense, relentless, kind of stayed with it, scored in a bunch of different innings. That's what it takes.
The Brewers at home tomorrow night against the Marlins. Orleans. NFL, the Packers training camp underway. The players getting their first look at their new state-of-the-art locker room.
Oh, man, I was amazed. Obviously, we knew all throughout OTAs that they've been building this new locker room and putting a lot of work into it. This is completely different than, obviously, the locker room we were in before, and it's very cool. So very high-tech. Everything's very nice in here. So we're definitely blessed to be in here.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The music industry is mourning the death of Ozzy Osbourne. Tributes from fellow musicians, including his former band Black Sabbath, the band Osbourne helped found but was also asked to leave due to substance abuse issues in 1979. Osbourne later joined the band for reunion tours about 10 years ago, and they played together just a few weeks ago, which was Osbourne's final show. Ozzy passed away Tuesday at the age of 76 after struggling with health issues for years. More music news, Stevie Nicks and Lindsey Buckingham are obviously up to something. Last week, they both posted on Instagram the lyrics to the song Frozen Love, with Nicks posting "And If You Go Forward" and Buckingham finishing the lyric "I'll Meet You There." Speculation, according to Yahoo Entertainment, is that they are re-releasing Buckingham Nicks, their album from 1973, a prior work to them joining Fleetwood Mac. More rumors have been fueled now that a billboard is up on Sunset Boulevard near the studio where the album was recorded. Subtle stuff. Another potential big-time blockbuster hits the big screen this weekend at your local theaters. Fantastic Four: First Steps is the latest mega movie summer release, and reviews are pretty good. The film, which stars Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, and the Bears' Ebon Moss-Bacharach, is currently pulling an 87% certified fresh rating on Rotten Tomatoes. If you're wondering about the plot, well, I don't want to spoil it, but let's just say there's a lot of superhero-type stuff happening. If you're tired of franchise or superhero films and want a good scare, you have two options this weekend. The first has only one review, and it is negative. It stars Pete Davidson, and the early buzz is, it wouldn't surprise me if the movie poster read, "Don't get your hopes up." The second is called Together, and it is pulling a 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. Together stars Dave Franco and Alison Brie and follows the story of a couple who decide to move to the country, which sounds great in real life, but in the movies, it is never a good idea. Let's go to the movies. One of the biggest films of the summer is Lilo and Stitch. The film broke a record with a Memorial Day opening of $183 million at the box office. It made over $4 million domestically and $1 billion worldwide. The film is now available to stream on Amazon Prime. You can purchase the film for $30 or rent it for $25. That's how they get you. Lilo and Stitch is certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes with audience scores in the 90%. Fun for the whole family. It's been said that imitation is the highest form of flattery. We'll see if Elon Musk is flattered now that Luca Guadagnino has reportedly found an actor to play Musk in his new film Artificial. According to Variety, actor Ike Barinholtz, star of Apple TV's The Studio, will play the former Trump chump in the film, which has been called a comedic drama set in the world of artificial intelligence. Amazon MGM is the studio behind the project, which is still in development. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We have a chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms today with a high right around 86 this afternoon. Tonight, scattered thunderstorms early, then partly cloudy, will drop to 67 for a low. Tomorrow, partly cloudy with a slight chance of late-day thunderstorms and a high right around 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 74.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.